I knew something was off when Ben from the uni project texted her at 2 a.m. saying, "Last night was amazing. She was asleep next to me. I never thought I'd be that guy, the one who checks his partner's phone when she's asleep. But here I was, 2 a.m., heart racing, thumbprint scanned, and her Instagram DMs wide open. Let me rewind. We'd been dating for about a year and a half. I was head over heels, like the Wright poems, and learn her Starbucks order kind of love. She was funny, beautiful, and had that chaotic energy that made everything feel like a movie. But somewhere around the one-year mark, things started getting off. She stopped texting me goodnight, started hiding her phone like it was nuclear launch codes, laughed at messages she wouldn't show me. Red flags? Yeah. I saw them. I just decided to wrap myself in them like a blanket and call it love. The night I found out, she was sleeping over. Her phone lit up around 2 a.m. with a message from a contact named Ben Uni Project. Pretty tame, right? Except the message said, "Last night was amazing. Can't stop thinking about you." My stomach dropped. I opened the chat, scrolled, and there it was. Pictures, voice notes, flirty messages dating back months. And the worst part? The first time they hooked up was the weekend she told me she was sick and couldn't come over. I just sat there, number angry, humiliated. The next morning, I didn't even confront her right away. I made her breakfast, calm, stone cold inside. When she finally woke up, I just asked, "Who's Ben?" Her face did that thing, where blood drains and panic tries to hide behind fake confusion. She fumbled, lied, then finally cracked. She admitted it, said it just happened, that she didn't mean to, that she loved me but got confused, blah, blah, blah. I didn't scream. I didn't cry. I just told her to pack her stuff and get out. I won't lie. The weeks after were brutal. I questioned my worth, my looks, everything. But then, something weird happened. I started focusing on me. Hit the gym harder. Picked up new hobbies. I even started learning to cook more than just eggs. That heartbreak? It was a wrecking ball. But sometimes you need one to tear down a crumbling house before you build a better one. Months later, she hit me up. "I miss you." I left her on red. So yeah, she cheated. It broke me. But in the end, it made me better. Sometimes the worst thing that happens to you is the best thing that could have.